Welcome all to one of the fastest growing paranormal conspiracy podcasts out in podcast land. Yes, you have found the Paranormal Patriot Podcast. I am your host, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for listening, but most importantly, thank you for your support of the Paranormal Patriot. We could not produce this show without the support of my many, many listeners, so thank you. This week's show, I've got a couple different subjects I want to talk about. The first one is a subject I think we're going to have to deal with a little bit sooner than we think that we're going to have to deal with it. There's a lot of strange things happening in the world of ufology, and I'm not talking about the obvious UFO sightings out there that don't make any sense, but there's a lot of things that our government is doing that just kind of little itty-bitty pecks of evidence, little itty-bitty pecks of information that I think they are readying the public for disclosure. Now, what I want to do is I want to talk to you and give you my thoughts on what I think would happen if disclosure was happening. If our government was telling the world, or any government of the world, was telling the world, aliens, they do exist, they're here, they've been visiting us. What do I think would happen to the world? Will it just implode upon itself? Would it act like nothing happened? I want to go over that with you. After that, I want to talk to you about a strange event that happened on the planet, because the planet just, out of the blue, rang like a bell. This planet should not ring like a bell. This planet does not have a hollow core. This planet is a solid iron planet. Shouldn't ring like a bell, but it did, and it has puzzled scientists. I want to talk to you about that real quick. And then something local here in Michigan, a university that I hold very dear. I love this university, but they've fallen into the trap. They have instructed their faculty and their students to do something during an active shooter situation that is just asinine and it's going to get them killed. But everybody seems to be behind it because guns apparently are not the answer. So stay with me as I discuss with you and I tell you what steps this university has taken to, quote-unquote, protect their students and their faculty in the event of an active shooter. It's asinine. You have to stay, you have to listen and find out, and let me know what you think, because I can't be in the wrong saying this is ridiculous. So sit back, relax, open that mind, and put yourself in a different situation right now. I want you, when we come back from this quick little musical break, I want you to put yourself in a situation where you have just learned that disclosure is inevitable, that our government has just told the world, or any government in the world, has just told the population of this planet, aliens are real. We are not alone. Think, what would you do? You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot, and I will be right back.
You're too young to be on that bridge. You're too young to be standing on the edge. Too young to be alone with the rain. You're too young. You just want to be understood. You just want to be.
All right, let's put on our imagination hats here for just a quick second. Although, really, I don't think it's that far from imagination. I think what I am going to talk to you about is closer to reality than most of us really truly think. But let's put on that hat. So we're in our imagination. I don't know how old all my listeners are that are listening, but let's just pretend you're in school. Let's pretend you're in school and you're doing a test or you're studying, and all of a sudden outside in the halls, you hear a commotion. And you lose your concentration, and you don't want to really get in trouble with the teacher, so you don't do anything. You just kind of continue what you're doing, but there's people running through the halls. There's a lot of commotion outside. And finally, your teacher goes out into the hallway. And when he or she comes back, they've got that look on their face. And they bring in the radio, or somebody tunes in a radio or brings in a TV, and it has a breaking news event. Let's say you're at work, and people are coming in, going, or if some of your coworkers, depending on what field of work you work in, same thing. It's chaos. Some of these customers are coming in saying something's going on. There's something going on. So you go into the break room, turn on the TV, bam, there's a breaking news broadcast. Let's say you're in the car. You're listening to the radio. All of a sudden, boom, interrupted by a breaking news broadcast. Or you're just sitting home, you're retired, you're living the dream, and you're watching your favorite TV show, The Price is Right, is on. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the showcase showdown, bam! Here comes a breaking news broadcast. Damn it! Who's going to win the showcase showdown? But then you see that it's Donald Trump. And he's sitting in the Oval Office. And he's got this somber look on his face. And he starts off his speech just like every president does, my fellow Americans. And he just, you look at him. And it's not the normal, pompous Donald Trump. It is a very reserved, very laid back, I guess, Donald Trump. And he proceeds to tell us that the threat of an alien civilization, or the evidence of an alien civilization visiting this planet while it has been covered up for years, can no longer be withheld. He essentially tells the world that aliens are real, we are not alone in the universe, and that they have been visiting and continue to visit this planet. The full disclosure from a world government has officially taken place. Now the question is, and this is where every individual listening to this show will have a different perspective. The question is, what happens next? What happens around the world when the truth that aliens exist, when the truth that aliens have been visiting us, is now public knowledge? Well, the first thing that's going to happen is culture shock. People's lives are going to be turned upside down. People's beliefs are going to be shattered. There are going to be some people that say, no, that's not true. They don't exist. But there are people that are going to, their lives are just going to be turned upside down. Social order is going to be chaos. People aren't going to know how to react. And there are a lot of people out there, not just some, there are a lot of people out there that will take this opportunity and use it for their benefit, to create social unrest, to loot, to pillage, to destroy, and to cause chaos. There are people out there that will do that. So that is going to happen. There is no doubt in my mind that there is going to be social upheaval. The whole social order is going to be out of whack. Now, most people, to be honest with you, they have a sneaking suspicion that there is more to the story than government tests or weather balloons than that the government was hiding, per se. Keep in mind, the government has already disclosed, so they kind of knew in the back of their head something wasn't right. But that still doesn't mean that they were ready for the disclosure of extraterrestrials. Some will have their most cherished beliefs shattered in literally a matter of seconds. Others will feel frightened and even terrified in the most primal overwhelming way. The shock will be exacerbated by the realization of the UFO cover-up. People, once they get it wrapped around their head that aliens exist, there's going to be a group of people who are just furious with their government for covering it up. People will have to come to the terms that they have been lied to for 60-plus years. That is, using the Roswell crash and the cover-up that followed there, using that as a starting point. Essential information that was meant for the entire human race was concealed for far too long by our government. In all likelihood, there will be a public outcry against the governments. The authorities will try to frame the disclosure in their favor. The government will basically try to turn it around like, we were trying to protect you. We were being the caretakers of humanity. But it will take a long time, if ever, before the government can be trusted again. There is going to be a huge swath of social upheaval, public outcry. People are going to revolt against their government. The government, and this is why right now that the government has not disclosed yet, the government will lose all of its power. Because if you have an alien race coming from what most people will say is a different planet or a different solar system, why are we listening to these idiots in Washington or London or wherever? There will be a vacuum of power, and there will be a lot of people who will use that, and they will create chaos. So there's going to be a group of people creating chaos. Well, actually, more than a group. There will be millions of people who cannot come to terms with what they were just been told, creating chaos. And it will be every man and woman for themselves. So the smart ones are going to hole up. They're going to barricade where they're at, and they're going to ride it out. Eventually, it will settle down. But it may take weeks. It may take months. But it will settle down. And the smart ones are going to be prepared. They're going to have food. They're going to have water. They're going to be able to protect themselves, because there will be chaos no matter where you are. So there will be a group of people that, I don't know how to say this, but the extraterrestrials may be too advanced or too different for us to understand. We as a race, we may not be able to communicate or even relate to them. Some scientists believe that we shouldn't be disclosing anything or advertising our presence to other civilization because if some advanced space-faring species learn of our existence, chances are they'll only be interested in our resources. Stephen Hawking, the late great scientist, warned that if aliens visit us, the outcome would be as much as when Columbus landed in America, which didn't turn out well for the Native Americans. Carl Jung wrote in 1954, "In the event of the disclosure, humanity as a whole will end up in the precarious position of primitive communities today in conflict with the superior culture. The rudder would be removed from our grasp." Extraterrestrial researcher Eric Van Doniken explains the psychological aspect of the issue. He says, we don't like extraterrestrials. We don't want extraterrestrials. We are afraid of them. It's a psychological problem. We are not ready to accept that we are not the greatest. And he is absolutely, unequivocally, 100% correct. We, as a species, are very arrogant. We are very nearsighted. We think that we are the greatest thing out there. And God help us if we are, because this universe set the bar pretty low if we are the greatest thing out there. But we're not. But we as a species cannot accept that fact. There's too many of us that think we are the greatest. We are the only ones out there. That God, Allah, Buddha, whoever you worship, is the end-all, be-all. And when that happens, when disclosure happens, all those religions come crumbling down. We are not the greatest anymore. We are not God's chosen people. And because of that, everybody's world comes crumbling down, and we will not be able to accept that. That's where the biggest problem comes in, is the world's religions are going to just be destroyed. And make no mistake, religion controls this world, controls this planet. So when religion is destroyed, the whole social structure of this planet is destroyed. But again, I'm not trying to make it sound like this planet is just going to devolve into a, well, you can't say it hasn't done it already, a barbaric feudal system. But what I'm saying is there is going to be some heartache, some really, really life-changing situations for a lot of people that they just cannot accept. There are going to be people, I know a lot of people who are just so devout in their religion that they cannot and even will not accept the fact that another species of alien, another advanced intelligence exists. They will attribute that to demons. They will attribute that to Satan, just so it fits into their narrative of what they believe. They will not be able to come to grips with the fact that we are not alone. There is no way on God's green earth that we are alone. But listen to me. Listen to me for all of you people that believe in God and believe in Allah and Buddha, whatever. Just because we have an advanced civilization that is now known to us does not mean that God doesn't exist. Does not mean that God still didn't create us. Maybe he didn't create them. Maybe he did. If he did create another race of beings and created this vast universe with all these different races and all these species of aliens, wouldn't that make God even greater in his power and his design and his intelligence? But even if he didn't, even if he just said, I'm going to take this little ball of rock here, this place that we'll call Earth, and I'm going to make humans on this one. I'll make reptilians here, I'll make grays here, but this one here, this is humans. These are after me. This is in my image. It doesn't necessarily have to destroy your religious beliefs, but it will. It will to a lot of people, and that's the big part, is that the religious aspect is completely thrown out of the window. So the Vatican City, the Pope, he loses all authority. Because now there's the great gods coming from the sky that trump him, for lack of a better word. So you will see social upheaval. You will see religious fanatics going out of their mind. But keep in mind, this is all going to pass. Now, it should be obvious to any evolved civilization that humans with advanced technology, well, let's be honest with you, if we get technology from these aliens, we as humans, what are humans? We're very warlike. So if we get advanced technology, what does that equal? It kind of equals like a monkey with a grenade. We're going to do bad things with it. As a civilization, we are neurotic, we are violent, and we have a tendency to turn any new scientific discovery into a weapon as opposed to something that benefits the planet. Many UFO researchers contend that the wreckage after the Roswell UFO crash has immediately been appropriated or had been immediately been appropriated by the U.S. military, studied, and reverse engineered with the stealth series of military aircraft, the stealth bomber. They say that came from the crashed UFO in Roswell. Other rapid advancements in modern warfare in the last 50 years have also been linked to the leaked UFO technology. And listen, if you guys want a good book to read, read Philip Corso's book, The Day After Roswell. It's eerily, eerily prophetic. It tells you that after the Roswell crash, we took all that technology and put it to use. But we didn't put it to use to save the planet, to help out humankind. We took it to wipe out humankind. That is our, as a species, in our timeline right now, this is who we are. We want to kill each other before we want to save each other. So we took all this technology from the Roswell crash and used it for warfare as opposed to helping other people out. Now, I'm not an expert on military weapons. However, in all probability, any advanced alien technology that we obtain from this disclosure will be used and abused by the military before and if it ever does get to the people. Unless, and this is a big unless, because we don't know the intentions of these aliens that are visiting us. Now, a lot of people say, oh, they're going to be here to take us over. I don't think so. Because literally, they've had hundreds and thousands of years to do so. Why would they wait until we are stronger, more technologically advanced, where we could possibly win maybe a war against them by using their own technology against them? When before, all they had to do was shoot a laser at that guy chipping away on his stone trying to create fire. Now we have technology. We have alien technology. We're going to do a show coming up pretty soon on the TR-3B, the triangle military aircraft that has been mistaken for a UFO for decades. That came from recovered UFO wreckage. UFO technology is in that TR-3B. So why would they wait until now to try and take us over when they could have done it without any opposition years, decades, millennia ago? I don't think it's a conquest. We're also going to be doing a show coming up soon of some of the races of aliens that are trying to visit us, or that are visiting us, that we are seeing. Who are they? What are their intentions? What are their goals with humanity? We'll be doing a show on that too, so look forward to that. Now, one thing that I've talked about recently, not a lot, but this is a possibility. We may be giving disclosure of an alien civilization, but the problem is they may not be alien at all. And this is according to one theory that these so-called aliens are evolved humans from the future, and they travel back in time to prevent the genetic extinction of the species. Now, hypothetically, if that was the case, disclosure would be both undesirable and unlikely, since the aliens are obviously trying to make contact with us and our civilization for a good reason. Now, before you start rolling your eyes, let me say this. Our understanding of time is very primitive. We experience time as a linear sequence of events that perpetually goes on and on. But what if time is more like a fourth dimension weaved into a cause and effect tapestry? Or a Pandora's box containing all possible scenarios in the multiverse that can be hacked? Nobody knows what time is. Nobody. Think about it. Nobody knows. Time is a made-up concept by human beings. So nobody really knows what time is. Even the most reputable scientists of our time don't presume to understand it, nor do they discard the possibility of time travel. Einstein was obsessed with it. Stephen Hawking said it was entirely possible to go forward in time if you're traveling within a vessel that approaches the speed of light, or if you're near an object of enormous mass. Now, technically, that's not time travel. It's living in a slower-than-Earth time zone, like in a spaceship traveling near a black hole. But Hawking, however, did conclude that travel back in time is impossible because of our time travel paradox. But who's to say that scientists living hundreds or thousands of years from now won't master time travel? Consider the advances that happened in the last 100 years alone. Can we imagine the kind of scientists or science that would exist, say, a mere 5,000 years from now? Think, it's 2018 right now. What was the world like in 1918? Well, we just, a couple years previous, learned how to fly. We mass-produced cars. We still didn't have anything close to reliable electricity. Still didn't have a reliable phone system. And now look at it now. We have supercomputers in our hands. We can travel anywhere around this planet in a mere hours. We can go to the moon and back. We're going to go to Mars and back. Where did this technology come from in the last 100 years? A lot of people say it's because of recovered UFO wreckage. But as far-fetched as it sounds, there is some subsidiary evidence to support the theory of time travel, and that is namely the Rendlesham Forest incident, which is also known as Britain's Roswell. When Sergeant James Peniston telepathically received a binary code from contact with an unidentified craft. When the data was decoded many years later, it was found to contain, among other things, the words "exploration of humanity for planetary advance" and the date, well, that was 8100. Another piece of the puzzle comes from a respected U.S. Navy commander and scientist, George W. Hoover, who was one of the top clearance people in charge of investigating the Roswell debris and the bodies after the notorious UFO crash of 1947. Shortly before his death, Hoover stated that he believed that the aliens were not extraterrestrial, but extraportal, as in from another time. He also believed they were not alien, but human, and clearly from the future. He said they had extraordinary abilities to use their consciousness to manipulate time and matter, and that our government fears their abilities. So, what happens if we find out that, well, these quote-unquote aliens, well, they're not really aliens. They're us from the future. Some people are going to say, I don't care. I'm not going to be alive then. But we're going to have our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids. Our ancestors are going to be living in the future. And these time-traveling aliens are going to be coming back. And they're going to be trying to save the civilization. Well, that's a scary thought. I mean, honestly, the Rendlesham Forest incident, if we're receiving information from humans, quote-unquote, from the year 8100, that amazes me just for the fact we haven't killed ourselves off by then because we are such a warfaring, primitive race. But there is something to be said. And what I said was absolutely true. We are living in our own time frame right now. How do we know that the time frame hundreds and thousands of years from now is not going on concurrently with ours? And these aliens or humans have constructed a time machine and are coming back. You don't know. We are living in our own perceived time paradox right now. This is our reality. How do we know there's not another reality hundreds and thousands of years from now that is going on concurrently? We don't. It's something you have to think of. So those are my ideas of what is going to happen during disclosure. And to sum it up, it's just going to be complete chaos. You will have people, listen, everybody remembers the 1937 War of the Worlds broadcast by Orson Welles. People were hearing that on the radio, took it for a real broadcast, and were committing suicide. You will have that. You will have people who are so distraught and who can't wrap their head around this to the point that they will kill themselves. You will have major social unrest. There will be people rioting. There will be people looting. There will be people killing everyone else because they can't comprehend that. Or they just say, hey, this is a good opportunity to do something like this because everybody's doing it. It will eventually calm down. We will eventually get to see and maybe interact with these aliens. And the world will go on. And I'm hoping that the aliens that come down and show themselves would be a peace-loving race of aliens that show us how to be a better society, be a better race, you know, not try and kill ourselves at every glance, you know, learn to get by our differences. It will be a struggle. I'm not going to deny it. When disclosure comes, and I'm telling you, disclosure is coming very soon, very much quicker than most people realize. We're being fed snippets from the government. All these leaked videos that make no sense. They are not drones. They're not CGI. They're being viewed by multiple people by multiple different angles. They're legitimate, unidentified flying objects. They're being released. We are being conditioned to accept the fact that aliens exist. And when that admission comes, it's going to be hell, it's going to hurt, but then I think, honestly, it's going to be much, much better for the planet. I that's just something I believe wholeheartedly. So let me know what your thoughts are. What do you think? What would you, as a listener to the show, what think about yourself? Put yourself in that reality. What would you do? How would you react if disclosure became a reality? Would your life completely crumble? Would it change in any way? Or would it just be, yep, that's right, I know, I told you so? let me know. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, that number or that email address, I'm sorry, that email address, ghostseeker4@charter.net. We're going to come back and we're going to learn about what happened on the planet. Why did it ring like a bell? Does anybody have a clue? Should it be ringing like a bell? I don't know. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and I will be right back.
Something's tearing us apart, and it's bruising my mind. And there's nothing to hold it back, to hold it back. Don't know if it's the lack of love. We're feeling secure.
So did anybody listening to the show feel anything odd on November 11th? Well, geologists did. It was a deep thrum that rippled around the world, and it lingered a whole 20 minutes. One problem is, it wasn't an earthquake. The bigger problem is, nobody knows what it was. Seismic sensors first picked up the event originating near an island between Madagascar and Africa. At that point, alarm bells started to ring as far away as Chile, New Zealand, and Canada. Hawaii, which is almost exactly on the other side of the planet, also picked up this quote-unquote event. Nobody knows what it was. What is it? Was it a meteorite, a submarine volcano, a nuclear test? Nobody knows the answer. According to National Geographic, Colombian University seismologist Goran Estrom said, "I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. It doesn't mean that in the end that the cause of them is that exotic, but I've never seen it before." Now, at the center of the mystery is a tiny island called Mayotte. It is positioned about halfway between Africa and Madagascar. It has been subjected to a swarm of earthquakes since May. Most of them have been minor, but the biggest on May 8th was the largest in the island's recorded history, and that topped out at a magnitude 5.8. But the earthquake swarm has been in decline before the mysterious ringing was detected earlier this month. Ekstrom, who specializes in unusual earthquakes, points out much about the November 11th event was weird. "It was as though the planet rang like a bell, maintaining a low-frequency monotone as it spread." Now, earthquakes, by their very nature, usually register as short, sharp cracks on a seismic meter. Now, as tensions in the Earth's crust rise suddenly, they release pulses of clearly identifiable seismic waves radiated outwards where the slippage occurred. The first signal is the primary wave, high-frequency compression waves that radiate in bunches. Then comes a secondary wave. Now, these high-frequency waves tend to wiggle a little bit more. Only then comes the surface waves. Now, these waves are slow, deep rumbles that tend to linger and can circle the Earth several times. The problem is the November 11th event is notable in that no primary or secondary waves were detected. All that was registered was the deep resonant surface wave, and it didn't rumble as an earthquake surface wave usually tends to. Instead, it maintained a much clearer, almost musical frequency. National Geographic reports the French Geological Survey suspects a new volcano may be developing off the coast of Mayotte. While the island was created by volcanic activity, it has been dormant more than 4,000 years. The French believe the weird ringing may have been generated by a movement of magma some 500 kilometers off the coast and under deep water. Now, this is supported by GPS sensors detecting Mayotte has moved some 5 centimeters to the southeast in less than 5 months. That's quite a bit. I mean, that thing is moving pretty quick. But it is a poorly mapped region. Exactly what's beneath the oceans can only be guessed at. Now, Ekstrom believes the unusually pure signal could have been caused by magma that has been sloshing about inside a chamber or being forced through a gap in the subsurface rocks, but he is not certain. So what was it? I mean, is there something going on with the planet? Yes, the planet is undergoing a lot of changes. There are a lot of things. The magnetic field is decreasing. Some say that's leading to the magnetic poles shifting. Is this part of the process? Either way, this is something that nobody seems to have seen before. Usually they see the sequence of events during an earthquake. They don't see it here. So apparently our Earth is capable of ringing like a bell. What do you think? Let me know. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. I'm going to take a very quick break here. I got to get my notes ready for this next segment because this is unbelievable to me. I want to get all my facts straight on it. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. We're going to come back and we're going to learn what Oakland University in Michigan is providing their faculty and their students for, or is providing them in the instance of an active shooter drill. You got to stay with me and listen to this because I can't make this stuff up. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot, and I will be right back. All right, guys, we're going to end the show with this. And again, I cannot make this up. This is a legitimate story. This is not fake news. I love this university. I was actually going to go play baseball for this university before I blew out my arm. So this university has some reverence to me. But the faculty at Oakland University, as a preemptive measure against active shooter situations, are providing faculty members with, I'm not joking, they're providing these members of their faculty with hockey pucks. You've heard it right. They are providing the teachers and the faculty with hockey pucks. This goes in line with the school district in Pennsylvania that is providing the students and the teachers with buckets of rocks. The American Association of University Professors supplied hockey pucks to about 800 of its union members. Now, this is according to WDIV-TV. They are reporting that the union is also working with student organizations to distribute about 1,700 hockey pucks to students. Oakland University Police Chief Mark Gordon tells the station that his department is holding training sessions on how to use hockey pucks or other solid objects to try and stop an active shooter. He added that to fight against these incidents effectively, students and teachers need to be able to throw heavy objects to cause a distraction. According to Police Chief Gordon, he states that we believe that once faculty has been trained in what to do in an active shooter situation, they will be able to share that information with students to provide a more secure learning environment. I don't understand it. The Detroit News reports that the union started handing out hockey pucks in early November and that the Suburban Detroit University Student Congress has ordered an additional 1,000 hockey pucks. The union is believed to have already spent $2,500 on hockey pucks. And get this, the hockey puck that you are going to throw at that active shooter, it's customized. And each one costs 94 cents to make. You can't just throw a black piece of vulcanized rubber at them. It's got to have the Oakland University logo coming at them. They're customized. This is ridiculous. Gary Gilbert, the director of the journalism program at Oakland University, told WDIV, "My first reaction was, you're talking about facing an assault weapon and asking us to fight back with hockey pucks? It sounded silly. Then I went through the training session and it all made sense. Yes, vulcanized rubber always beats a bullet. Don't do rock, paper, scissors because it won't work anymore. Apparently, the law of physics does not work in Michigan anymore because you can stop an active shooter with a vulcanized rubber, with a hockey puck, a vulcanized rubber, as long as it has the Oakland University logo on it. Any other hockey puck isn't going to work. But that puck will stop a bullet and will take down an active shooter. Why is it so hard to just say, arm a couple people? Put some security guards in there that are armed. Get some teachers or faculty that are armed. Make it an even playing field because if I'm a teacher there, I'm not stepping out in front of fire just to heave a hockey puck with the Oakland University logo on it at this active shooter. Because all that's going to do, as the Rocks in the Pennsylvania School District are going to do, is tell the shooter, hey, that guy just threw a puck at me. That kind of hurt. I'm going after him. What is wrong with people? It's just like these people saying, well, we have a gun-free zone, so it's safe. But for the people that are committing these atrocities, a gun-free zone sign is just like a feeding frenzy for a shark. Gun-free zone? I don't have any worry of being shot or attacked at all. Maybe Oakland University is a gun-free zone. And maybe if you're an active shooter, you need to think twice because you got a piece of vulcanized rubber coming right at your head, buddy. That should stop you from becoming an active shooter at Oakland University. Tell me what you think. Am I the only one that thinks this is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? Rather than put active armed security on campus, to who may actually be able to stop an active shooter from a distance. We want to put hockey pucks in the hands of faculty members and students who, listen, have you ever thrown a hockey puck? You might be able to throw it 50 yards, I'll give you. That's just pop shot, man. That's just standing in front of there like a turkey in the field getting ready to be slaughtered. Put a guy with a gun out there, he's got a 200, 300, 400-yard shot in concealment. But that's not politically correct, Tom. This is a gun-free zone. Yeah, tell that to the guy holding the assault rifle, laying down bullet fire on innocence. But we've got our hockey pucks emblazoned with the Oakland University logo to protect us. God help this country. Let me know what you think. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Let me know what you think about the disclosure. What would it do to you? What is it going to? Is it going to affect you? And what is causing this planet to ring like a bell? Remember to share the show. Contact me with any show ideas. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and I thank you so much for listening. This has been your host, Tom Velasquez. Reluctantly taking off the tinfoil hat, I will talk to you next week. Watch out for those flying hockey.